KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus sports station. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome in and happy Friday. And a beautiful sunny day. Temperatures in the 20s. It feels like 50s after you've been in below temps for almost a week and a half. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing you sports your way every day. If you want to check us out on Twitter, it's at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is 1700thechamp.com. You can download the app and you can listen to the show. If you're looking for a sports betting app, look no further than BetMGM. Download the app to your phone. Easy to use, matching dollars on first bets and great parlay deals. If you're going to bet sports in Iowa, look no further than BetMGM. Hope everybody had a great Friday. Thank you for joining us. Good show coming in today, 420. We have our third segment of Zach Steenblatt coming in, talking about gambling. We're going to talk a little bit about BetMGM today, pull up some bets that are available this weekend and talking about them a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what Zach has to say. David Eicholt, I do believe that he's on vacation, but he still wants to talk the Hawkeyes, and I'd want to talk the Hawkeyes too. After last night's great win at Wisconsin, they played really well, so can't wait to get his take on that. And then at 5:20, B Styles coming in, Brendan Styles at the B Styles will be in to talk. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the Hawkeyes also. We'll talk a little bit about where the Chicago Bears go now with Carson Wentz off the table. I don't think B wanted him anyway as a fan, so we'll see where he's at on that. And back from his honeymoon and back on the show, Matthew Bain. He's at Matthew Bain _. We'll talk to him about local high school sports, a little bit with wrestling, and the girls and boys basketball getting ready to get underway. I think girls substates may start tonight, or tomorrow night. So a lot of interesting, some local, some Iowa, and definitely some betting. And a little bit about the Bears and football and just some other things going on in the world. And hopefully everybody enjoyed. I picked my wife up after I left here. She went into the office yesterday. I went into the office today. First time I've been sitting and working in my office since, March, I think. And she's been going in maybe once a week. So I picked her up. We went out to dinner at the bunker in Pleasant Hill. It's at the golf course there. Had a great evening. Met up with some friends, Mike and Aaron Lacey, and had a nice evening. And we are going out tomorrow to Toad Valley to do some virtual golf. So that should be exciting. My wife really jumped at the chance to go. So I thought that was kind of cool. So looking forward to that. The bunker is at Copper Creek Golf Course and new ownership there. A lot of fun and a lot of fun things happening there. So if you're in Pleasant Hill, stop by the bunker. The food is amazing and really nice people there. So we're going to start with, I think, the player of the decade right now, and that happens to be the Mars rover. I don't know if you guys have been watching this on TV, but one of my favorite movies to watch is Martian with Matt Damon. I watch it. I drive my family crazy. I watch it all the time. It's one of those movies that makes you happy, makes you cry, makes you sad, makes you cry, and then makes you happy. And that's my kind of movie. But just seeing pictures coming back, and then you had pictures and live sound today. If you haven't seen it, you have to go on Twitter, go on anywhere, and just pull it up and just follow it. It is for the individuals that are working for NASA and they're working in this Mars program. It was like winning when that Mars rover landed. That was like for them winning 10 Super Bowls in a row. I mean, that is an amazing accomplishment, and I hope it keeps working the way it is. They have all kinds of things. They've already been digging into the soil. They're looking for, you know, just past anything that would show that at any point in time has there been anything that's been alive on that planet. And to be able to get it back, this group will come home in a few years, this rover, and they'll send another rover up, and it'll shoot down and pick this stuff up. Just the things they did. And they said that when they started out, I can't remember the exact number, but it was a lot. We'll say 1 in 10,000 to hit their spot on Mars, and they hit their spot dead on. So they had about 5 minutes they didn't know what was going on, and then they saw it land. And if you saw the pictures of them jumping up and down, that's where winning 10 Super Bowls comes in. So very interesting to see locally. Coach DeVries, Darren DeVries, is on the Naismith Award watch for the best coach in college basketball, and he should be up there. Having a really season, a great season, only two losses, and it's just their season that they're having during COVID is so difficult. So I thank everyone who listens to the Bulldogs and has gone to the games. The games are really fun. It's a great atmosphere. You get to sit and watch the game and drink a beer. That's not a bad thing. So, and for all you listening streaming, I apologize. I just switched over to, I was so busy writing stuff down when I got here today. I didn't switch, and my wife just yelled at me. So I've switched over. So hopefully you're all getting me now, and I apologize. I especially apologize to Nana. Happy Friday, Nana. Hope you have a great weekend. Let's see. Where do I want to go? Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon's one of my, in my sports world, he has played the villain and then played the good guy. He was with the Boston Red Sox, and I hated Johnny Damon as a Yankee fan. And then he came to the Yankees, and I love Johnny Damon because of what he did. He was with the Oakland A's, and if you've ever watched Moneyball, that was one of the players that they lost, and they had to go back through. And it's a great movie. It's really funny. That's another one of my favorite movies to watch. I watch that quite frequently as well. It's a good movie to watch for baseball, and you get some behind the scenes baseball talk. Some of it was a little bit more not far fetched, but they talk about how they didn't have money for some of the players that they had and for the offense, but they did have a pitching staff that was unmatched for much of that season. So, but it's still a great movie, and Billy Bean is still a great general manager, and the Oakland A's are still relevant and have the smallest payroll in baseball. So Johnny Damon was picked up for being extremely drunk in Florida and driving. Sometimes our sports brethren just can't get over themselves and think they can do whatever they want to do even after they retire. And so we'll see what happens. I think that's his third DUI. The odds on favorite for Deshaun Watson, and these odds are fluent, they're bettable, and they change daily. Today, the Denver Broncos. And it's so interesting that the Denver Broncos are being mentioned. And let's go with the first part. The first part is they're in the same conference. I always have if you're the Houston Texans, I still don't know why you would, they're not in their same division, but they're in the same conference. So, that's helping somebody that you're going to have to look at and play at some point if you want to get to the Super Bowl if they're winning. It's also strange because for the Denver Broncos and in their history, when they've had a good quarterback, they have been a winning program. They were a winning program with John Elway. They were a winning program when they had Peyton Manning there. And they're not a winning program right now. And I don't know if it's all Drew Locke's fault. I don't think it is. I don't think that they have a great offensive line. They don't have a bad offensive line. They don't have a great offensive line. Their defense is okay. But he is one of only two quarterbacks in the NFL right now that's not completing 60% of their passes, which is pretty hard to believe when you have other quarterbacks that are up into the, you know, high 60s, 70. That is not a way. And his completion percentage on third down is even worse than that. So it's interesting. I think the Denver Broncos understand what they need to do. They need to find a quarterback. I don't know what they have to offer. I still think that you have teams out there that have better packages. And, you know, the Carolina Panthers cut three more players today. They cut a an offensive lineman, and they cut a corner, and I think they cut a wide receiver today to get more underneath the cap. Defensive tackle, a Pro Bowl defensive tackle, a safety, a punter, and a wide receiver. That got them to cap space of about $28 million. So the Carolina Panthers are doing everything that they can do to get to that point where they have, I don't know if it's on the table, but it's been discussed that they have three first-round draft picks and Christian McCaffrey sitting there for the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans are still saying they're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, but I don't think anybody out there believes that to be true. So we'll see what we think on that. I'm going to give a little bit of an update on the state wrestling tournament, and then we'll dive a little deeper into it when we have Matthew Bain on. But when I have Matthew on, I really want to talk about boys and girls basketball. Ellie Schmidt was a female wrestler for Bettendorf. She did not wrestle in the earlier tournaments. Well, I don't know if she wrestled in the girls tournament or not, but she was wrestling in the boys tournament, and I think she went 1-3 for Bettendorf. Number one, she's wrestling for Bettendorf, which is a really good school and a really good wrestling program. And kudos to her for that. Can't be easy. And we all know, I raised three teenagers, three boys. I just don't think that was easy for her, and I'm glad she did it, and kudos to her. In the Class 3A, Waukee is in the lead right now with 74 points. Waverly is in second at 65.5. Southeast Polk is third at 63.5. Waukee still has seven individuals still wrestling. Waverly has six, and Southeast Polk has six, so that'll be interesting. In 2A, West Delaware is in the lead with 59, Osage is 45, and Crestwood is 31, and Independence is 30. I added Independence there for Nana. They have two still left to wrestle, or into the semifinals. Crestwood has two, Osage has four, and West Delaware has four. And Don Bosco is leading with 95 points in 1A. Lisbon is at 70. Don Bosco has 10 wrestlers remaining, and Lisbon has eight. You're going to have to do some major stuff there for Don Bosco to not win another 1A high school championship in wrestling. I don't know if anyone has seen, they're having two NHL games this weekend at Lake Tahoe. They, on the 18th, a fairway of a golf course in Lake Tahoe, they built a skating rink, a professional NHL skating rink. And this, if go online, go on Twitter and look at the picture. It is sitting there. You have water frolicking in the background, and then you have four or five of the most beautiful mountains you've ever seen. And that's where they're going to be playing hockey. So that is, that is a very interesting thing that they're doing, and can't wait to watch some of that tomorrow, just to see them playing outdoors in that location. You know, they played in football stadiums, they played in baseball stadiums, they played in different places, but to play out where you have water coming around you and mountains in the back, oh, it looks amazing. I talked a little bit yesterday, you know, with football and all the free agency and everything in the draft that's getting ready to happen. You have a lot of teams in the NFL. You know, you have 32 teams. You have 16 teams that are run really well. Another probably six teams that are run okay. And then you have a group of four or five that are run not poorly, but poorly. And then you have a couple that are run extremely extremely bad, and you're seeing that, especially with the Texans, the way that everything is happening there. One of the people that have been kind of knocked around a little bit in the last couple of years has been Paul DePodesta. And he works for the Cleveland Browns, and he's had some say in what they've done. I was just going through this, and if you were the Cleveland Browns and you would have listened to him, here's what you would have had. He wanted to hire Sean McDermott, who coaches for the Buffalo Bills, over Hugh Jackson, who went, I think, a grand total of 2-3-42, something like that. He wanted to hire Kevin Stefanski over Freddie Kitchens and was told no. And then he finally got to a point where they listened to him and hired Kevin Stefanski, and you've seen what happened there. The thing that he's most had an issue with Cleveland fans is him saying when Carson Wentz was available, he wasn't worth the package that was out there. And I have to tell you again what that package was. That package was 2 first-round picks, 1 second, 1 third, and 1 fourth for Wentz. And he said it wasn't a good deal for the Cleveland Browns. And for the Cleveland Browns, who then picked Baker Mayfield a couple of years later, I think you're pretty happy and excited about what Paul DePodesta is doing. So that's what happens sometimes when people think you're not doing a good job until you get to take that 5-year look back and you get to see, okay, he did a really good job, and we didn't do a very good job of understanding what professional football is and what's needed. So it's an interesting story. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. When we come back, Zach Steenblock is going to come on. We're going to talk gambling, and going to pull up my BetMGM app and have him explain some things to me that'll help you guys and myself do a couple of bets this weekend right after the break.
Connect with Steen on Sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Happy Friday. If you want to check us out, you can go to Twitter at Steen on Sports or 1700 The Champ, Facebook at 1700 The Champ. If you're looking for a sports betting app, look no further than BetMGM. You can download the app to your phone, easy to use. If you're going to bet sports in Iowa, look no further than BetMGM. And it's my pleasure to have Zach Steenblock back in with me today. It's a sports betting quick talk here. Zach, how's your Friday, buddy?
I'm doing good. Happy that the workday's over, so now it's the weekend.
It is the weekend.
Happy Friday and cheers.
Big plans for your weekend?
Not too much yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You make because you can cheers already, and I'm doing a sports talk radio show, so I'm glad you're on here with
right.
me. here's the first question I'm going to ask you, and I called you the other day and said I had a $5 bet, free bet from BetMGM. So they do great specials like that, and I told you that I bet the over on the Drake UNI game. And you told me, why didn't you bet for a golfer at Riviera at the Genesis Open this weekend? Tell our listeners why the difference of me betting $5 for an over on a college basketball game is different than betting $5 on a individual to win a golf tournament.
Right. So since you had the $5 free bet and the over-unders are usually even money with a little bit of juice, you know, the juice is what the casinos get on it. So the over-unders are going to be, your odds are minus 110 usually. So, you know, when you bet $5, you don't win $5, you win $4 or $3.90 or however you have it. But if you were to say bet on a golfer to win Riviera this weekend, it has higher odds, right? So higher payouts, because the chances of you picking the person to win is tough. And, you know, it's tough as a golfer just to win the tournament. So what I did with my free bet, I also had one from BetMGM, and I put it on Brooks Koepka to win. And that was The odds were plus, I think, 1,200 or something like that. So $5 gets you around $65.
So that was a really good bet. And
he's in contention.
Right.
Yeah, so, just looking at the leaderboard right now, I have it up. He shot 1 under today, or he just finished at 1 under, and he's sitting at four under. But, the leader, Sam Burns, is killing it. He's 12 under right now. So,
but it's Riviera, right? So for a golfer of his age and the pressure that comes on the weekend at Riviera, that a very difficult golf course where there's three or four holes there that you can get a birdie, but you can get a triple bogey, and that's why everybody loves playing Riviera.
Right. So, tomorrow's moving day, so this is when, the top-tier golfers are going to come out there and shoot low. This is a great field we have. Cantlay is playing, Brooks, Finau, DJ. You got all the big names
playing. Say my guy. Come on.
Jordan Spieth. Yes. He's tied for fourth right now.
6 under.
So,
that's another tournament. That's three tournaments in a row.
Right, but he's also just playing well on Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, and then doesn't do anything when it matters.
I know, but
it's good for him to come back, okay. Right? Yes. But you got to put it together. It's not just a 2-day golf tournament. That's why it's so tough.
I just wanted you to say his name for me. Thank you. No, and it's fun to get to see him on the weekend. It hasn't happened in over a year and a half. So I take that. And I did that with $10 bet that I had for last week. And I did do on that one what you told me to do. And I picked Daniel Berger, and he won. And I think I won like $97. So, that's what we're looking at. But one of the things that I've always wanted to do with you, and the last couple of times we've had you on, there's been other things to talk about. But so I have this pulled up, and I have I have a Chicago Bulls fan coming in, and I have a Philadelphia 76ers fan coming in. And so I wanted to look at the lines and have you look at the lines and then explain that to me, for one, so I can remember, but also trying to give our audience an understanding of what there is. So when you look at the screen, it gives you the Chicago Bulls versus Philadelphia 76ers, and it gives you the spread, the total, and the money line. And now I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yep. Okay. So we'll start with the spread first. The spread number is plus 8 for the Bulls and minus 8 for the 76ers. So in layman's terms, right, the 76ers have to win by 9 points for you to win your bet. It's 9 points because if they win by 8, then you push. That's why you usually see 7.5. You see the half point there. So when you land on it, you don't usually push. And then, however, the Bulls, they can lose by 7 points, and you still win your bet. So it's kind of a way to still bet on games without having to take the money line. And then, so moving to the money line, the Bulls are a big underdog, right? The 76ers are one of the best in the East. They've been playing well. Embiid is back from a little back injury. And
I think Philadelphia.
Right, and I think Ben Simmons is back tonight, too. He had a stomach virus, I believe, a couple days ago. But you'll see here, the Chicago Bulls are plus 275. So then you can see, they're a pretty big underdog. And then the plus 275, if you bet $1, you'll win $2.75. And then moving that on to, $10, right? So
and they have to
every $1 you bet, they have to win straight out. And then, so the 76ers, their money line is minus 335. So there's really no point of ever taking that. It's too big of the profit margin, right? So if you bet a dollar on the 76ers money line, you'll only get 30 cents back. So that, what I usually like to do, or kind of what, when there's big favorites like this, you can make it into a parlay, right? So say you want to take the 76ers. who else? The Bucks are a big favorite tonight, and the Jazz, right? Those are all three top teams playing not so good of teams. They all have big money line favorites, so you want to put those in a parlay, then you get better odds, right? So if you want to bet on them, that's usually what you'd have to do.
And another interesting one, so the one in the middle, that's the over-under. On my bet, MGM, it's 220, so 227.5.
Right.
So if you wanted to, that's what I bet the game the other night. And what game did I? I did the Dallas Mavericks and somebody, and it was 226. And offense has had a bad game. And here's the crazy thing. I bet it once and went out. And when I came back in, I saw it again. I thought, oh, maybe I just didn't place the bet. So I placed it again. So I lost twice on a game that they should have been over 226, right? I mean, it's just right. the Dallas Mavericks cover the over a lot. But when you so last weekend was the Daytona 500, and it was so crazy, and I wanted to let you tell the fans that, you know, you can bet. So right when the race starts, you know everybody puts down who they want. The most interesting thing in the world, and that's the reason that I got Daniel Berger last week, was because I bet it, and he was like on the fourth hole, but he still had pretty good odds because he was in fourth when he was on the fourth hole. It's very interesting for everybody that, you know, you could be in the middle of the NASCAR race or after the big wreck, and you still could go back in and bet on race car drivers to win, and you still had good odds to do that.
Yeah, right. And, you know, the live betting is pretty fun. You know, it keeps you locked in the game. Say an NBA game, you know, someone's, or NFL probably is better because NBA, you never know, right? People hit four threes in a row and the game's changing, but it keeps you in the game, right? And it's just, you get better odds, right, too. And then going back to the tournament that Brooks Koepka won, he has finished already, or is going to finish, and his odds were pretty high still. And then people started blowing up on the back before it finished, and then he ended up winning, right? So you get him live, and you get a really good bang for your buck.
Yeah, I think that's the most interesting thing, because if you were in watching the Super Bowl and you had some of the bets that were out there, like huge bets on Kansas City, how many touchdowns, or
right, like me,
yeah, and it didn't happen. You're not done. Sometimes you should be done, but you're not done. You still can go back in and you can try to retrieve that. So you are correct. Live betting is a different animal for you know what. I just don't think that everybody understands that, and I think that's the great thing about having you on to explain some of that. Is your favorite thing to bet NFL football or college football?
Probably NFL, just because, you know, this year I kind of started getting into the props, so taking players instead of just, you know, sometimes you just don't know what team's going to win, right? But you have a good feeling about a certain player. So then, you know, your over yards, your over rushing yards, touchdown scores, you know, quarterback throwing two or more touchdowns. That's my favorite to do. And, you know, college football, they're not professional athletes, right? So there's not all those lines out there on all those books.
Right, and that's the only reason that I won my money back for the Super Bowl is I had Leonard Fournette over 30 rushing, over 30 receiving, and a touchdown, and it paid like $112. So
yeah,
that took me from losing every bet that I had to being back where I was. So I got really lucky. But once again, that was midway through the second quarter when I placed that bet. So a very interesting thing. We got about 3 minutes left. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about before Iowa State kicks off in August, the student athlete sports center is supposed to be open, and they're doing a new entrance into the north, what would that be, the north east, where you come in on the northeast, they're doing a whole new
entrance
there. The really interesting thing, which I think is going to be amazing, and it's going to make, you know, I think they've tore the Olson building down. We're Mom and I are trying to get up to Ames again to see if it, because we looked the other day and didn't even notice it because we were looking at everything else. The other interesting thing that Jamie's doing is he's getting ready to have that walkover across university there, so you can get, even for just students going to the intramural fields, you'll be able to walk over the busy six-lane road that goes through there. But then he has a bunch of other just really interesting ideas to try to make. He's trying to do, you know, through COVID, he's trying to get back and get people to want to come back to Ames and watch football games. I don't think he has to do a lot, but I think people are going to come and they're going to be amazed at how nice it looks up there.
Yeah, and I mean, just that walkway across university, it's a super busy street on game days, right? And you have lots over there, and you know, you have drunk idiots wherever in football, right? So you take the safety part in there too. It's a good idea, but you know, Jamie has been doing a great job. I really hope that, you know, there's some fans, or at least tailgating. I think last year I didn't go up to Ames for one game at all. And that was probably the first time I have in 6 or 7 years. And I mean, that sucked, right? It's, you know, it's alma mater. You want to cheer on everybody. You want to be in the atmosphere. And we had one of our best seasons this year, and we couldn't even have fans there rooting everybody on and getting loud in the stadium, you know, so.
That we missed.
Hopefully, you know, it turns out better. The program's doing so well, and fingers crossed that, you know, it still is on the up and up. But I would really like to get to Ames and see all that come together.
I do too. And as always, buddy, thank you for coming in. Thank you for explaining some of the bets that are available. I think that's very interesting. And because of Mom, she told me to shut up and let you talk, and I tried to do that today. So I appreciate the knowledge that you have and your, the fact that it's something that you like to do, and you understand that there's, you know, positives and negatives to it. You understand that, but it changes the way that you watch sports, doesn't it?
Yep, it is. And it's fun, right? You don't really care about some random game that's on, but I mean, during COVID, you know, you couldn't get out very much, and you know, now it's opening back up, but it's your chance, you know, get on some action, right? And it'll make you sweat a little bit.
There you go. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And I will talk to you later, buddy.
You too. See ya.
Bye-bye. Zach Steenblok coming in. Hopefully that was a little bit of help on sports betting, especially with BetMGM and the BetMGM app. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. A little bit more talking with Steen after the break.
In Des Moines, you're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back and happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ. You now can go to 1700thechamp.com and you can download. We have the first podcast up. We have the podcast from yesterday, the first hour and second hour. You can go to any of your favorite platforms. I think the only one that I don't have up there yet is with Apple, and I'll get that taken care of here after I get done with the show. So if you go to 1700 The Champ right now, you can go to podcast and you can listen to the show from last night. I thought it was a really good show, and we talked a lot. I thought the segment, 440 segment about some of the COVID issues that student athletes and students and that are facing, and what we can do as parents and spectators and family members on how we can make it easier on some of these kids. So give it a listen, and we'll try to get the other podcasts up there too. I thank Chad for helping me do that. I got all signed up, and we got the first one up. We just got done talking to Zach Steenblok about some ways to bet and different ways that you can bet. One of the reasons for that is because if you're looking for a sports betting app, you need to look no further than BetMGM. You can download the app to your phone. It's easy to use. So easy. My wife, and she even said that to me when I talked to her earlier, that's so easy. She likes to use it. If you're going to bet sports in Iowa, look no further than BetMGM. I thought his segment was really good, and it helps me because I look at that, and even after I've bet and I know what I bet, I look at it and I go, boy, I still don't understand all this all the time. David Eicholt coming on at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk Iowa Hawkeyes. B Styles is coming on. Brendan Styles is, we'll do a little more Hawkeye talk, and then we'll do some Chicago Bears and where they're going to go with their quarterback situation and where some of the other teams in NFL are going to go with their quarterback situation, especially with now the Denver Broncos being odds on favorite. It's crazy sometimes when you look how Las Vegas does odds when there are things like that. They know things. I don't know how they know things, but sometimes I believe they know things. And then finally, Matthew Bain coming in, back from his honeymoon. Congratulations. He's going to stop in. We'll do a little tiptoe around wrestling because I want to get into girls basketball and boys basketball, getting ready to start into the championship season to see who gets to go play at Wells Fargo. So exciting times. The wrestling tournament's going on down there. I had to go downtown a couple of times today. Crazy, way more busy than it had been the day before, either day. So I'm glad people are back. It's still only at like, I think it's at like 25%, and mentioning that number right now, it looks to be for the Big Ten tournament that's in Indianapolis, I think they're looking at about 17% having fans, but that number also, that 17% number, I think is including families, the participants, the coaching staffs, everything. I think that when the NCAA tournament comes about, they are looking at 25%, but that also includes players, staff, family, with masks and social distancing at all times. The same thing is happening at the state tournament. That's just something, folks, that we need to, keep getting used to. Even when some of these mask mandates go away, you're still going to have places that you go that they're going to ask you to wear your mask. I work at a company that I think that makes all of us feel more comfortable, and it makes it easier for people to come into work and work in their environment, which I got to do today for the first time in 8 months. And it was just nice. I had a window. I had, internet worked better. Everything worked better. I had a printer, a printer that could print different size paper. You never know what you're missing until it's gone. And having things like that is just so easier when you get to do that. And that's not even counting getting to see. There was like four or five in there today that we hadn't seen each other for a long time. So it was a great day. And I know my wife has been going in once a week, and I know that everyone's trying to get certain individuals to come back, two or three, and you have to work your way back. And I understand that. So when you are start next week, so right before my show comes on, new program's coming on. It's called Pick Central. It's part of the Barstool. There are shows that they have that they do gambling picks, and it's funny. I know all three of my boys listen. I know a lot of people listen. So I think they're in that from 3 to 4 starting Monday. I do believe what is today. Today's the 19th. So, yeah, it's Monday the 22nd. So check that out right before you come in and listen to Steen and Company, Steen on Sports. I mess those up every time I think of something else. A big kudos to Darren DeVries getting on the Naismith watch. I don't know if you got to, I was giving you little bits and pieces of updates last night with Caitlin Clark, Luca Garza then come out. The fact that right now at the University of Iowa that you have two people scoring at the rate of these two individuals, enjoy it, folks. It is amazing, and it is very, very fun to watch. And I'm probably going to not do a good job of this name, but the company name is V-I-C-I-Ace. So Vicus is getting ready to bring out the first helmet ever made, built for protecting offensive linemen. You know, offensive linemen, they've done a great job in working with knee braces and ankle braces and everything. I mean, that's when you think about the offensive line and defensive line in football. I mean, that's a car wreck, train wreck. Every play, it's that violent. And trying to find ways to, I mean, that's been one of the big things with the National Football League. They're trying to find ways to make the sport safer for their athletes after they retire. Yes, during when they're playing is very important. They're trying to help with some of the issues that they've had when people are done playing. And that's another, we talked about that earlier this week. Vincent Jackson had passed away at age 38, had a drinking problem, had some head injuries. It's sad. And when you have a sport, and when you look at, I mean, I think the only thing that you can compare is soccer across the pond on the amount of money made and the amount of money spent on a sport. The National Football League in this country is what that is. And the amount of people that watch the National Football League, I mean, I think you could add up who watches baseball, who watches the college football, who watches college basketball, and NBA, and you could add them all together, and I don't know if you get what people are doing watching the NFL. And you need to try to figure out what you can do to make sure that these guys have a healthy life for everything that they've done for all of us to watch a sport that we all love to watch. A former Cyclone is getting ready to be named safeties coach. Dion Broomfield was a former Cyclone. The safeties coach left to go coach in the NFL, which was a huge stepping point for him, and congratulate for doing that. But they're getting a really good person to come back and join Matt Campbell's staff. I would assume this to be true for Matt Campbell, that it is not that it's not that hard to get people to come coach in that environment with that culture and with that success that's happening right now. So congrats to him in coming back and getting to come back and coach your alma mater is probably a pretty amazing thing. And he happens to be walking into with the cornerbacks and safety coach to a vastly experienced team with a lot of talent and young people that are coming into the program. So kudos to Iowa State for taking care of that. And kudos, when you have coaches that get to move on into bigger jobs, and the University of Iowa had two that did the same thing. One left for Wyoming for a bigger job. The other left for the NFL. That's a big deal for these schools, and it shows what the coaching staffs are like. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. David Eichel coming in. We're going to talk about last night's game with Wisconsin. We're going to talk about Luca Garza and Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes with David Eichel and Steen after the top of the hour break.